We lost Norm MacDonald yesterday, Wicket. And you're looking at me. I'm not going to play the
I didn't know if you were going to play that. You were going to hit the button.
Normally
serious.
You do. Okay,
it's
I didn't.
Serious.
My bad. Three, two, one. I'm ready.
We lost Norm. Well, you know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We lost Norm MacDonald yesterday, and it took a lot of us by surprise. Not many people realized that he was battling cancer.
I actually did know he was battling cancer. I just never got an update. You know, you don't mm-hmm. see, like, Norm, with Strange over the last couple of years, if you follow Norm MacDonald on Twitter, he posts a lot about golf, which is weird. Considering his comedy background and his Saturday Night Live background and his stand-up, and you saw him in movies and whatnot. But I didn't know that it was going poorly. And when the news hit yesterday, I think I first saw it on Twitter, as a matter of fact. I saw an RIP Norm MacDonald, and I'm like, oh, man, that stinks. I would say he was one of my favorite Weekend Update anchors ever on Saturday Night Live. And I liked the new crew, and I liked, you know, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, but he had that pessimistic draw that you really wanted for dry wit that you really wanted for Weekend Update. And I know he and Lorne Michaels didn't get along really well at the end, and he fired him, but I really loved watching Norm on SNL, so yesterday kind of sucked.
Well, like you said, too, people might have known about the diagnosis, but it's not like Mark Hoppus, who's giving us constant updates
right.
About his chemo and how he's feeling, and we've appreciated those from Mark Hoppus of Blink-182, because, yesterday, at 61, too, it's so young.
10-year battle with cancer. Cancer sucks. 10-year battle with cancer. You knew about it, but to lose him at that young of an age is just blows.
I have to think, though, having that long, knowing that you were battling something, thinking about your own mortality, making some plans, he had to have known how heartily we would celebrate him in the days following. So in the spirit of that... let's play some comedy.
Norm. Let's play some Norm.
Let's have some smiles in his honor.
But I can't believe it's been a quarter century since I made my television debut. It was all different back then. You know, it was back then, I remember if you wanted to take a picture, you would use a camera. Not a telephone. As a matter of fact, if you used a telephone, people would look at you odd. Just stay still like that. What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back, you know, where they pulled that thing and exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture, and it was a picture of my great-grandfather won. They only had, every guy had one picture back then. I gotta get back feed them hogs. Who's gonna feed the hogs? Somebody gotta feed them hogs. Now, in the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you want to see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather?
You know, it takes such a special skill, too, and I don't think this is appreciated enough, to have comedy without things that need to be bleeped every 5 seconds, without the over-sexualized nature.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that so magically.
I think, you know, there are two words that I think everybody who watched Saturday Night Live and watched him as Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Because his Burt Reynolds, the fact that there was this fabricated rivalry between Will Ferrell's Alex Trebek and Norm MacDonald's Burt Reynolds was just, it made no sense why they hated each other, why whatever. But you can walk up to anybody and say, Turd Ferguson. And everybody knows exactly what you're talking about. And it's because that was one of his answers during Final Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live during one of the Celebrity Jeopardy sketches. So it just sucks to lose Norm at such a young age. 61, he was a funny dude. Mm-hmm. Real funny dude.
And cheers to you, Norm MacDonald. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the smiles. They will continue, and we will continue to celebrate.
Turd Ferguson.
Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. What's up?
Hey, thanks for having that Norm tribute this morning, man. That hit hard, I think, for a lot of people.
Yes. I think, Wicket, I think we should play another Norm MacDonald bit, because you were talking about the SNL.
Oh, Saturday Night Live, Celebrity mm-hmm. Jeopardy. The whole skit idea of Celebrity Jeopardy is awesome and how stupid celebrities really are.
Mm-hmm.
But the Burt Reynolds feud with Alex Trebek, Norm MacDonald, who we lost yesterday, it was great. And they play off each other so well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start with Famous Roberts for 400. And the answer is, this was John F. Kennedy's younger brother, Marlon Brando.
What is Teddy?
No. Burt Reynolds.
I'll tell you something, Alex. I think he's right.
No, he's not right. Remember the category Famous Roberts in the Kennedy family.
Who is Robert Blake?
This is the sound a doggy makes. Burt Reynolds.
Who is Scooby-Doo?
No.
Yeah. That was a funny dog, Scooby-Doo. He drove around a van and solved mysteries.
That is incorrect.
No, that's correct. I remember, he had a pal, Scrappy-Doo.
No. You know, why don't we just move on to Final Jeopardy? The answer is, this December 25th holiday involves decorating a tree and opening presents. Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, what is my birthday?
Is your birthday on December 25th, Mr. Reynolds?
No, July 7th.
Actually, I have your bio here. It's February 11th. Burt Reynolds.
He's a good guy.
What?
Robert Blake, he's a good guy.
So, of course, we lost Norm MacDonald yesterday to cancer. He was 61. It felt a little shocking for a lot of us because he hasn't been as forthcoming as some of the other celebrities keeping us updated constantly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We knew it was happening, but it wasn't top of mind.
No, he'd been battling cancer for a decade. And mm-hmm. when you're battling cancer that long, I'm not minimizing anyone's mm-hmm. struggle, whether it's 2 years, 2 months, 2 weeks, or 10 years or whatever. But Norm was still pretty active. You still saw Norm on TV. You still saw him doing late night stuff or on Twitter or wherever you followed Norm. And then it just, and I've seen cancer happen. I think we've all experienced cancer in one way or another through family and friends and maybe ourselves to beat it. But it sounds like it was going, and then, as it always seems to, falls mm-hmm. off a cliff. And
yeah.
just the end is so much quicker mm-hmm. than the previous 2 months, 2 years, 10 years, whatever. So it just kind of came as a, it wasn't a shock that we lost him, but it was a sudden end to the battle.
And his legacy lives on through humor and smiles, so we celebrate with some of his comedy this morning.
Blazer 103.3.